Tinnitus is a symptom some people experience as a result of hearing loss.
Some sort of acoustic trauma that has progressed to a point that they have a change in their ability to hear.
That's Dr. Roger Miller, Program Director for Hearing and Balance at the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders.
So it might be a roaring, a hissing, a buzzing. Typically it's a ringing sound, but there's no external sound that another person could hear.
He says most people understand what tinnitus is, also called tinnitus, and most people have had it for short periods of time. But when experts refer to tinnitus as a problem, that usually means it's an ongoing symptom that doesn't turn off after a couple hours. Dr. Miller says estimates vary on how many people have tinnitus as a problem.
We came up with the estimate of 23 million, and that's based on the question of, has it continued on for 5 or more minutes?
Dr. Miller adds there are around 10 million people who are severely bothered by tinnitus.
And that's the people that we really would like to be able to help first. And those are the people that are driven to really extreme forms of behavior, trying to eliminate this perception that's really very bothersome and debilitating to them.
Tinnitus is currently incurable. Dr. Miller says there are some treatments, including sound masking therapy, that can push the phantom sound into the background.
And there's some behavioral therapies that will help the patients kind of learn how to deal with this and find a way of making it less bothersome. And those are really quite good, but we'd like to have an actual cure.
Now a new therapy has been discovered, which is similar to pressing a reset button in the brain. Dr. Miller explains a study shows how a nerve in the neck, which is not typically associated with auditory processing, plays a role.
It's a very interesting observation that pairing vagal nerve stimulation with sound stimulation in a very novel and careful way has been able to help these patients. Well, in this case, the patients were rats.
Researchers were able to eliminate tinnitus in a group of rats by stimulating a nerve in the neck while simultaneously playing a variety of sound tones over an extended period of time. This process was found to help retrain part of the brain that interprets sound. Dr. Miller adds that even though the approach studied was in rats, treatment for humans may not be far behind.
Well, the nice thing about this approach is it takes a type of nerve stimulation that's already been developed, it's already been approved for one use, and if we could just slide that over laterally and start using it for tinnitus, it could go forward in a relatively straightforward and fast manner, and that's what we're looking for, is new ways to help tinnitus patients.
For more information on tinnitus and this study, published in the advanced online publication of the journal Nature, visit www.nidcd.nih.gov. This is Joe Balinfi, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.